Howdy, I'm Gabriella Ramos.
And I'm Tatiana Baig.
And we are graduate students at the Biological and Agricultural Engineering Department. We're presenting on IoT and machine learning combined with modeling for a smart greenhouse. The objective is to develop a smart greenhouse that uses automated remote monitoring sensors to maintain optimal environmental conditions for plant growth by introducing continuous viable bioaerosol collection systems and airflow modeling to prevent the spread of antibiotic-resistant pathogens from contaminated soil and water.
In this study, an actual greenhouse and a smart greenhouse in a wind tunnel setting have been tested for bacteria aerosols at different environmental conditions. For the methods, there are 7 air sampling locations inside the actual greenhouse, and leaf samples were collected in random locations. Bacteria aerosols and leaf samples were quantitated by plating and analyzed with the Kirby-Bauer test using 8 paper discs impregnated with commonly used antibiotics to assess the antibiotic resistance shown in Table 1. The smart greenhouse in the wind tunnel setup had a nebulizer-free coli aerosol generation, a blower to create the average wind speed of 6 meters per second in Texas, a bioaerosol collector, and plants exposed to the wind. Each test had a 5-minute period for aerosol collection and plant exposure, with the nebulizer operating for the entire 15-minute experiment. Leaves were collected from the top and bottom part of each plant, and the bacterial counts on the plant leaves were compared to the bioaerosol collections.
In the actual greenhouse, over 50% of the aerosol samples exhibited resistance to antibiotics compared to the 25% resistance in the bacteria from the leaf surfaces. The dominant bacteria was Bacillus cereus. The airflow model traced the Bacillus cereus contamination to the air conditioner condensate, from where it becomes aerosolized and spreads throughout the greenhouse. In the smart greenhouse, consistently for each pot, the bottom leaves in the front had higher bacteria counts, indicating that the turbulent airflow may play a role in impaction. Current work focuses on particle tracking velocimetry testing to determine the effect of different environmental conditions on the size, distribution, and pathway of aerosolized bacteria, and complete a remote sensor system for the smart greenhouse. Thank you for supporting our T3 project.